Hello, welcome to Nerdy Board and Almost 30. This is Mowgli.
Sarah.
Shut up, I'm introducing you. Mm. And Sarah's here. And then we've got our first time for this guest joining. It's Jess. Jess, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I welcomed her already, Sarah.
Yeah.
Doubly welcome.
All right. So Sarah's been wanting to talk about something for a while. Sarah, go ahead and introduce it now that I'm... Go ahead.
All right. So listed on our board, the question is... How/when should children be taught about genocide? And it's a more broad topic of, like, when should we be teaching children real history? Like, what actually happened and how terrible it was? And Jess here has some experience teaching. She spends her time with little kids teaching them stuff. So I think that she would be a good expert to call on.
All right. You want to introduce, you want to talk about your experience, Jess?
I'm kind of curious what your, like, thoughts were first before I say anything.
Well, I mean, just introduce
yourself.
Can I do
that? So oh, I'm sorry.
There's context to who's talking.
I don't, what do you want to know?
Okay,
I'm Jess.
Jess, what do you do? What do you do for a living,
I'm a
Jess?
Teacher. I'm Jess, and I'm
how
a teacher.
How old do you teach now?
Fifth grade.
Okay. Was it always that age range?
No. Previously, I've taught third, fourth, sixth.
Wow, okay.
All over the
I have
elementary.
No idea how old that is. So do you want to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
I have
a little ledger.
You don't remember
grade.
How old you were when you were...
No,
okay.
I don't remember how old I was for half of my things I did in my life.
That's fair.
I have
like,
to
do you?
Count, too.
I do.
I teach elementary school and I don't remember the age I was necessarily.
I was like 10 in fifth grade.
I don't... You were like...
I was like
turned,
10. I may
turned
have turned
11.
10 or I may have turned 11.
I think you turned 11.
I probably
actually,
turned
I only
11.
Remember because...
No, I've always been annoying.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke. It was a joke because it wasn't true.
So anyway...
You started that way.
Third graders are 8 when
okay.
they go into
so
third grade.
To what's sixth grade?
12.
All right, cool. And did you ever cover like history classes during that time?
Definitely. All
what,
sorts.
What's the subject matter?
Of the history classes?
Yeah.
Well, I've taught California history, U.S. history, and sixth grade is, like, world history and mythology. So that's their, like...
Same difference, really.
So I'm most interested in
yes.
U.S. history, just to, like, narrow down what's going on, and that's what I know more about. In the public school system, you start out with the Revolutionary War pretty much every single time, and then you maybe make it to the Gold Rush if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
always planned out you'll make it to the present, and that just never, ever
mm-hmm.
happens.
It's always, like, those last few chapters in the book that
we
you
want to
never look
Vietnam.
At. But you, like, look
oh, yeah.
at
yeah.
when you're bored in class, and you're like, oh, that's a president I recognize, but
is
you never
Richard
actually
Nixon?
Read about it.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
We, like, got into the Red Scare very, very...
Holy shit, the picture's back here and in color. Oh, holy fuck. Guys, look what I found.
Have your students close the books. And we would learn about Christopher Columbus,
helicopter.
Yeah.
Which is just
that's
nuts.
A thing.
Like, what? I understand that we don't want to, like, be explaining rape and violence to our children. I get that.
No?
I'm not stupid.
Why not?
But, like, we...
I don't see a problem with it.
We did come into America, and we did kill a lot of people, and basically genocided the people that were all here beforehand. And it seems
genocide.
Weird that, like, we learned that the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock and they met this, like, awesome guy named Squanto who taught them how to, like,
make squash.
He taught them how to, like, garden with fish.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like for
they,
the nutrients.
Oh,
and
here's some corn.
Yeah.
Put it in a hole with the fish. Eat the fucking fish. Fuck you. What are you talking? Way better source of protein. Anyways.
It's just weird. Like, and then in college, I got to, like, learn about what kind of actually happened, or at least...
No.
I learned a different perspective.
Did you not address those perspectives at all in elementary school? Because I feel like that has probably changed.
I don't think we ever talked about killing a whole bunch of
natives. No, I mean, no, not to that extent. I wouldn't
say
that,
tears,
like...
Though, right?
Yeah.
That would be more like junior high. Yeah, we did, like, learn about the blankets... And
we tried to keep them warm, but they just kept dying.
<You know>.
We saw they were getting sick. We put a blanket on them. They just got worse. I don't know.
The smallpox blankets. That's a thing.
I know what
yeah.
you're saying.
We
all
know,
knew what you were saying. You didn't have to explain
what,
it.
What blankets, sir?
Why are you so confused? Jeez.
No one's confused. What the fuck? I guess I must
anyway.
Have gone to a different school. They never told me about the blankets.
regardless, to sum up my opinion, I'm just kind of upset that, you know, we didn't really
teach. Do you feel lied to?
Wait, yeah. Hold on, though. Let's think of a specific, the specific example of the Trail of Tears. Is that what you want to talk about? Or you want to talk about,
just in general, like
Christopher Columbus and Native Americans dying?
Yeah, like
we could talk about that. That's like an easy one. So,
I wonder
like,
if, like, Romans yeah, ever States were like, history. Should we talk about like wolves and maybe how they can't raise children? At the nah, fuck it. Let's just go.
No, it was a little complicated. No,
that's what makes them think we're awesome.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I think, like, the strategy in most elementary schools is, like, you teach the, like, we're really awesome because it feels good. And, like, history's always taught from that perspective, right, of, like, your own country.
Oh, it's
but
the
then, like, we try every, like, history chapter, well, not necessarily everyone, but a teacher might do it anyway, will add the little, like, question at the end. Did you ever think that maybe... Or, like, did you think about this person's perspective? Mm-hmm. Or, like, a lot of people died. Was it worth it? But, like, the kids are very, for whatever reason, already programmed to, like, say what they're supposed to. So, you know? Like, you ask them, what do you like to do in your free time? And a lot of them will be like, I like to read, because they think that's what you want to hear.
I like to shoot guns. I'm in America.
That'd be more anyway, NorCal. My point is, so, like, they'll say, do you think it... we'll ask a question that's supposed to be provocative. Like, do you think it was worth it that we came here even though we killed all these people? And they'll be like, yes, because I love my country. And
wait, you ask, like, the little brown and black kids this? And they...
no, I
teach
I
brown
didn't,
and black kids?
I didn't...
Yeah,
yes.
Most of the
yes.
kids that you teach are not white.
Yes,
so I
that's
think that's
true.
Also, like, an interesting question. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, actually... I would say, so I've taught in different demographics.
Yeah, you have.
Very different. I would actually say that the wealthier schools and, like, the more white schools addressed the provocative side more. Like, they were less like, we're awesome because they were, maybe it's white guilt.
Yeah, they got nothing to lose.
But, like, I feel like in the other schools, like, the socioeconomically lower schools, you kind of like it, you don't, I don't know, I felt like teaching history, I just wanted to teach the happy parts, even though it was kind of wrong, because I was like, dude, these kids are already sad. Like, I don't want to tell them about
you got here?
You know, like, I don't know, I felt like I was like, they're already not happy a lot, like, they're not already don't like social studies, they don't like reading. They're not going to like reading about this. Like, let's get them excited first, and then maybe in, like, right? And then maybe in middle school, then you can talk about the Trail of Tears. I don't know. That's my theory.
That's...
So if your question is how and when should children be taught about genocide later?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. That seems easy, and I can see the motivation for it, but... It also sets up this expectation that, like, adults will lie to you until you're old.
Oh, well, we tell kids about Santa and the Easter Bunny and stuff.
Right, but
I think we should stop doing
that,
that
shouldn't
that
be
too.
Part
yeah.
of education.
I kind of agree.
Like, hey,
I kind of agree.
Can you
yeah.
do things on the table?
I think we should just be, like, teaching kids what really happened, no matter how terrible it was.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be learning about, like, manifest destiny
but
as
I also...
a positive. Which I definitely did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I don't think... I have never taught that, and I...
And the Monroe Doctrine?
Oh, yeah. I
yeah.
guess you're
yeah.
right.
Those
were
oh,
taught
those
are like
shit. Yes,
and
those
that's
were.
Why we're so big.
Yeah.
You're
and
right.
That's so creepy
yeah,
now.
That's horrible. That is creepy.
It's really weird. And I don't think that it's right.
I think the system has changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Enough that, like, I... couldn't imagine a teacher teaching manifest destiny
yeah,
as like
would
the
you,
best thing ever.
How would you make that class, Sarah?
How would I make a history class?
Yeah, yeah. You're teaching. Let's take like one specific event in U.S. history. Like, I don't know.
Like the Civil War.
Pick a shitty one and teach it to like fourth graders
like
in your mind.
The Great Depression.
Like the Mexican American War.
No, I think.
I don't know enough about the Mexican American.
Yeah, no,
to teach
I
it.
Would say something
oh,
like violence.
No.
Okay, never mind.
judging, I guess.
We got Texas.
Got a lot more than Texas.
I don't know much about it either, to be honest. But
yeah, it was like this expansive settlement campaign where like Americans were sending out settlements into like Mexican territory. And then when they were getting attacked, because they were like invading pretty much, the U.S. was like, no, we're going to war. You don't touch us. A lot like, what are you looking at? Oh, she found it.
Oh, she found the racial injustice calendar.
Yeah, so let me just explain what's going on.
Eyes widening in disbelief.
Jess was just like looking really confused at our wall that had like, it has a picture of a bunch of Native Americans with like, it looks like a
Can I read the Union specific soldier? Day that caught yes. my eye?
Okay.
Please do.
It's the 19th, 1990. No, 1919, I'm sorry. Release of a black man accused of trying to rape a white woman sparks 4 days of attacks on African Americans by a white mob in Washington, D.C., leaving 40 dead and 150 injured.
Yeah. Should we be teaching this to our kids? This is an exact
I know. Like, got really
example
excited.
Of like these things happen. Okay, and so terrible.
They're teach that to a fourth grade class.
Yeah, dude, just tell them what happened.
No, for real. Like, talk to me like I'm a fourth grader. How do you, like, I don't know. I think it's a lot easier said than done. Like, you can talk about it now, but when, like, that little child face is there, mm-hmm. you're like,
oh. I would have no problem.
I don't you, know. I've disappointed children before, so.
You oh, I make them cry all the time. All that's part of my.
Like, first off, Sarah. But let's get into the question.
I missed that. Was that a pedophile joke? I didn't hear it.
You make children cry, I think. That's the joke. I don't know.
I don't know. Just stop talking.
Okay.
Unless what I was trying, I make children cry all the time. Like, I disappoint them all the time. But that's different. I still couldn't teach them that easily.
How would you tell a kid about that?
About, like, slavery and how we weren't able to.
I mean, this is way past slavery.
Yeah, well, it's.
It's influence.
It's all intertwined.
Yeah, it is. But you don't have to start. You don't have
like
to start,
the Reconstruction period.
This, you don't have to start
okay. The Reconstruction period started with
Wait,
slavery.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you, deem that language, besides it being hard to read, like inappropriate for children? In the calendar, like, would you teach it just like that?
Yeah, I think. That okay, there's no so problem using those words.
So. So you could.
Otherwise, it's not interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like if it's a conversation, it's. So go ahead.
I think that our populace, and children included, get a whole bunch of violence just sort of shot into ourselves on a daily basis. I think that children understand. Like, we're thinking, like, how old? Like, 9 and 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those kids understand, like, death and wanting to hurt something because it's different. And they can learn about, like, adults doing that also. I don't think that there should be, like, censorship on these different words.
Right.
I think, like, kids... Because then kids are going to think that they're even more taboo.
Right. Okay. So, from my experience in the classroom, we read that out of a textbook, an imaginary scenario, mm-hmm. right? We just read that out of a textbook. First thing I see. Miss Sarah, it says black man. That's racist.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Why do you think it's racist?
Because it says black man.
Well, some people are black.
Yeah, but that's racist.
Well, no, that's the word that we use to describe their skin color.
Some yeah, but that's
darker,
racist.
But no, it's not racist to point it out.
Miss Sarah?
Yeah?
Why did you ask me to go to the bathroom with my pants down?
If you leave your pants up, you'll get the pee all over yourself.
But I didn't need you to help me.
Are you sure? That's not what you said earlier.
All right. So...
That was an interesting
I think that's
turn.
Like, great learning moment to know that, like, just mentioning that people are different because that's true, that's not racism.
Yeah, recognizing that difference isn't racist.
And like we should not be teaching kids that, like,
that it is.
Yeah.
No,
like,
I agree.
The whole, oh, no one's really different. They're just like us. Like, yeah, but people do look different. People do have different experiences based on how they look and the cultures they come from. And kids should learn that when they're, like, 9 or 10.
I absolutely agree. But how are you going to do that? this is the conversation that's happening in the classroom, right?
Hold on a second. The reason why that's difficult, though, is because you've already arranged this language that makes it hard for them to understand that around these issues. Like, they're going, oh, saying black man is racist because that's what they've been taught.
That fucking fourth grade teacher.
It might suck for, like, 5 years, but after that, it's just going to be fucking normal. You're like, that's how you talk about things. Sorry. You're like, cool. We're good.
Yeah, cool. Repetition, I think, is how you're going to teach it.
Like, how do you get a kid to poop?
But my, I mean, I guess the question isn't how you do it, so it's irrelevant. But, like, I hear that and, like, I agree, mm-hmm. but it's not.
It's not practical?
I can't do it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I, in my classroom, because, well, first of all, like, the amount of time I have for social studies isn't enough time to have a discussion about much of anything. So my solution to that is incorporating it into, like, English language arts, because then they, like, their reading standards will make them...
Yeah, throw some vocab words in there.
Well, no, not so much that. Well, like, they're actually, their reading standards are fairly, like, they're supposed to be able to do critical thinking. So, like, talking mm-hmm. about stuff like that would be something they would have to do. But, like, when it comes down to it, like, I mean, I'm losing my train of thought. Never mind. I just, it's not, like, the other thing is, like, so if I chose to fight that battle, I would be that one teacher that, like, taught rape to fourth graders and, you know, like, I'd get fired. Like,
I think we understand there's a whole system in place that doesn't allow for this. Our question, I don't think the nature of the question is, like, is it easy to do in the infrastructure that we've created around education? I think it's more like a, what's the age that you can talk about this, whether you're like a parent or a teacher or whatever? Not really like, what's the plan to get it done, but when should we get it done?
Yeah, I think that like the education should come after the concepts that we want to teach. So practicality is like really not my area of expertise.
No, I know. That's why I was, I was going to back away and then I just had to follow through the thought.
No, you're an actual teacher. You know how like it would play out. Which is good. Like, that's a great perspective to have. And maybe, like, that just tells me that we do need to set around more time for people to learn about history.
It sounds kind of like a movie, you know, where, like, there's one teacher that tries to be, like, real and honest with the kids.
Robin Williams?
Yeah, like, Robin Williams or some, you know, he's something, dead. But somebody like that. And then it's like, or what's the dude from Captain Adama from Battlestar Galactica?
James Edward Olmos?
Yeah.
Edward James Olmos.
James Earl Jones.
I was so close.
And he's, you know, then there's like these kids.
I'm a racist.
And, you fucking racist. And there's these kids, and they're like, you know, they don't care about history. And then he like teaches them about racial inequality. And since they're minorities, they like organize and form like some sort of like a, I don't know, like a student union.
Actually, I haven't seen that movie.
And then they go to like a debate.
Is that Stand By Me?
Shut up. And then they go to, like, a debate thing. You know, you stand on the shoulder of giants, Sarah, when you're creating new stories. And then they like, there's the white kids, and they all got, like, lots of money. And then, but then, like, these kids bring up, like, racial injustices because they brought their calendar. And then, you know, it's just, and then in the movie, you really realize the value that education has on inner city children. That's not, that's, like, that's, I mean, that's right there. That's package. So, who's a like a good director that I'm trying to think of who I would let direct that movie?
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan. If you're listening,
David Lynch.
No, I would not want him directing that movie.
See, you would love that movie.
Oh man, David Lynch.
She would love it if there was like if it was. Oh, he should have directed that movie, Sex Ed.
Lord of the Flies.
Oh no.
Sex Ed was no, that was a perfect movie. Haley Joel Osment should have directed it.
Haley Joel Osment was a potato.
What?
Haley Joel Osment plays a potato that's never been laid in this movie called Sex Ed. It's amazing.
I'm
he teaches
baffled.
Sex Ed. He looks like a potato. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up on my phone.
And he has to teach Sex Ed because he needs to learn about it too. But it's, like, not the 40-year-old virgin.
Wait.
It's just, like, this kid's really, really ugly and hasn't put his dick in anyone yet.
Wait. Oh. the main character is the teacher of Sixth Sense.
Here's a picture. Here's a picture. Okay. Of him.
He's the kid from the Sixth
Sense. Oh, yeah. The kid that, like, puberty randomly his face just, like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, his eyes stayed at the same place, but it just, like, the rest of his face his expanded outside of it. His rest of his face potatoed,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like they took, it's like all his face stayed right here, and then his head got bigger and, yeah. like, mushed this way.
It's kind of amazing.
Like, as if it expanded out from within, like a balloon.
And for some reason in this movie, beautiful women want to have sex with him. And he has to tell them no.
Well, he's a straight white guy.
That's what all that's movies, how easy it is.
it's what movies are for. Like, oh, I should get that.
That calendar is very distracting.
Why? Are you worried about all the brown faces?
They're not real. Racist. They're not going to attack you.
Yeah.
They're not real.
All this stuff happened, well, not a long time ago, but a time ago.
I know, but...
A time ago.
To read
argue them. With that.
A time ago.
I don't know. I always think, like, when should you teach children about anything? When they ask you.
Yeah. I don't think we should be, like, lying or sugarcoating things to kids.
Like, why do people die? Because they're alive and everything that's ever lived dies. And until you figure out another way, that's the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hurry up, I'm getting old.
And, like, teaching kids about sex and stuff. The main issue, I think, with, like, teaching kids the truth about American history will be the parents. Because I imagine, like, parents getting upset thinking that, like, no, these horrible things are, like, in this weird realm that can only be taught to kids by their parents. Like, same as sex. Like, these things are private. Mm. We should address them, not schools.
You know, the thing that parents should be teaching their kids about sex is really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody's going to teach my kid how to use their penis, it's me.
Like, no, it's don't a use public it. Act. They're not having sex with, like, their brother or only sister, only when hopefully. You do it. So it's not private. The public like, act. It is. It's fucking public. It's happening to other people.
Just because you go to a fucking mall, pick up a mall rat, and blow him in a stall no, doesn't but mean you're everybody gonna... does it publicly like you. I choose to have sex in my fucking bed.
Are you trying to say that you might do it with someone... that you don't already know? Is
yeah,
that
she
what
does
you're
it
saying?
At the public library, which is why she's like... she just does it with, like, bums over there. Like, oh, where do you pee? I pee here in the elevator. It's also where I sleep. Oh, you want to see my bed? Sure.
That's not how it happened.
She doesn't deny that it happened, just how it happened.
Oh, no.
That's the gist of it. You get the details right.
Aspects of that are true. I will not deny that, but that's not how it happened. I'm happy to address that.
We'll do like the Sarah's love of the open wilderness of public space.
But what I'm saying is that, like, a private conversation between, like, your parents and your kid about sex is kind of useless because that kid's not having sex with their parents. Like, it's not a private act that only happens in the home. Well, like,
yeah, no, if
for
anything,
all you know.
If anything, you want to be able to communicate about it with people that you're not comfortable communicating with often.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't think that sex should be this, like, weird taboo conversation topic. Like, it spreads disease and it makes more people and it feels great. So we need to, like, address this in a public sphere.
Sex is supposed to feel good?
Like, pornography is not a good place for anyone to learn about sex because that shit's scary. Like, people don't do that to each other. So we need to have, like, comprehensive sex ed to let
people
know.
People don't do that to each other.
Really?
Yeah, what kind of porn are you watching? First off.
Because
I watch porn where people, like, a dude puts his penis into
they just
a
have sex, that's it? Do they do, the weird
in
tongue
3D.
Kissing? 3D. You do not.
Oh, I can't wait for the VR headset.
We saw 3D porn and it was blah.
It was boring. That guy's boner didn't stick out that far. Girl's foot stuck out. You're like, get your foot out of my face.
Oh, man, they are really on that couch.
That couch looks like it recedes in space. This is not a 2D plane.
Yeah, but
is that, like, blowjob motion? Like,
yes. Yes, it is.
VR porn. We got higher standards for that.
Yeah. I want to, like, look around. Like, oh, you're there. Oh, there's a ceiling. Okay, cool. Wait.
Okay.
Virtual reality porn?
Right. I understand. Cool. I understand.
You could be, like, fucking someone else, but you have your, like, headset on, so you're imagining someone else.
That would be the best.
Well, that'd be fun.
Great. That'd be the best.
That would take all the effort out of anything.
Out of closing your eyes?
Well, you still have to put it on.
Yeah, using your imagination.
Yeah, out of using your imagination. Well, like, sometimes, yeah, I mean, you gotta open your eyes sometimes. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you gotta, like, check your surroundings.
That's
a great statement. But you gotta open your eyes sometimes.
So, I mean...
Otherwise, you're just walking around blind. What's the point of having them? I mean, me, I like to open them when I wake up in the morning, but I don't know. Some people, you know.
Never mind.
No, keep your eyes tightly closed during sex at all times.
At all times.
Listen up, young ladies. That's Sarah's sex advice.
If you open up your eyes, you might start crying.
Put a thick rope in your mouth and fucking hold on to something. You know, like memorize a couple songs. Just think them in your head. You don't just anything to get away from where
get
you are.
It.
Unless, of course, you're at a mall and you find.
That didn't take very long at all.
Yeah, you couldn't even get through a song, even if it was like an MSI song.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that's somebody else we know.
Totally lost. Oh.
Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah, we don't use people's names when we talk about them.
Right, I figured.
Like, we got Grumpy Gary or...
Yeah, Grumpy Gary.
Sleepy Gary.
Dirty Hands Gary.
No, it's from Rick and Morty. Yeah. Sleepy Gary.
Who's that?
Never mind. Grumpy Gary. Okay, I know who that is.
Dirty Hand.
Dirty Hands Gary.
Dirty Hands Gary.
Harry or Gary?
Gary.
I like Dirty Hand Harry more.
Dirty Hand
Harry. Dirty Hand
Harry. Like a Western.
Okay. Yeah, that is.
Dirty Hand Harry with
like
the ice cream machine.
Dirty Hands Harry.
Ice cream machine is such like a weird like, oh, out in the, you know, like fucking, when did they invent ice cream? Like Wild Western times when they like started shipping ice?
And like, I think in the early 1900s, a woman like devised how to make ice cream and then she sold the patent like for really, really cheap.
When do you teach that to children?
When do you teach that to children? The first time you go for a Sunday.
Okay. When they ask.
Everything is a learning experience.
When was ice cream invented?
Someone would ask that.
No,
that's
I know.
An important question.
I actually...
It's not that important.
I'm really...
You're lactose intolerant. Shut up. You don't
you
know.
You are?
I still eat ice cream.
Yeah, I do too.
I just poop a lot.
I wish I could just make ice cream.
I wish you
could
too.
Oh, yeah. I wish you... Yeah.
Asshole. Breaking your fucking... She left it over here with the window open in the rain.
That was not super smart.
Okay.
That was a helpful comment, I know.
Yeah, so.
But
like professors Jess and Mowgli, you broke your ice cream machine by doing this.
Yeah, but I'm upset about it.
I'm upset too. But
I know, but I
want to
make
bad.
You more upset about it.
Make a manual ice cream machine. You got to buy a bunch of ice, buy a little
and
bucket.
Then, don't you have to like crank
bucket.
It?
You got to crank it
that'll
around.
Be...
Just pretend
that's
it's
how
like,
Sarah does it.
You got to churn it, Sarah. Churn it. Just
Sarah
big
will be
stick
really good
in.
At that.
Do you remember? You probably
she'll
did
love
this
it.
Too. Remember, like when we went to the same school and they took us to like that, like oh, this is what it was like during Pilgrim times.
Oh yeah.
And then they like this woman put a bunch of ice in a machine. They're like rock ice.
Yeah, definitely.
And put like the cream and stuff and like twirled it around for like an hour or felt like that long. She's like, look, I'm making ice cream, kids.
I got an earache on that. No, I threw up on that field trip.
Which was it?
So I couldn't.
I got
go.
An earache.
No, there was another field trip. I'm sorry. There was the medieval field trip. Did you go on that one?
No.
It was like a
medieval times.
Yeah.
We went to Cowboy Land.
And oh, okay. Well, anyway,
cooler.
I got an earache at medieval times, and I threw up on the other one, the one with the churning butter.
You sound like a fun kid.
Yeah, I know.
When did they teach you as a kid about being cool?
Never.
What's the right age for
never.
That?
Never. Never. I cried a lot on field trips.
We still cry a lot.
Were you that kid?
No, but for like real reasons. Like I had an earache.
Oh, okay.
Or I
for
threw
real
up. Or
reasons.
The time that I had to put an onion in my sock for like an hour.
I remember
an
that.
An onion in your sock?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I fell off the mast.
How does an onion in your sock help?
I don't remember, actually.
Was it on the
I think
part?
It was for, yeah, what?
It wasn't in like the foot part, was it? How did you have your shoes on?
Yeah, I had to go in my sock.
But, like, did you have, like, socks that went up to your shin?
No.
So how did you walk around?
It was really gross. I was really upset about it.
She cried.
I did.
What cunt? Where was this?
The What's it called? The field trip on the boat.
The pirate ship? Where in Dana
yeah,
Point?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one.
Oh, those cunts.
Yeah.
I want to be a war reenactor so I could just like, or like an ancient times reenactor so I could do mean things to children.
That's you can yell at job. Children. Yeah, you totally can.
Back in my day, we made kids work.
Yeah.
Do you want to work, little girl? No. Too bad. Get your hands on this tool, or I don't know. Like,
yeah. You know, for those field trips now, they like train the kids beforehand. You have to like prep them. Whoosh. You have to say these kids, like, just so you know, these adults are going to yell at you, but they don't really mean it. They're trying to teach you. They're trying to make you realize what it was
That's
like.
That's what I'm
going
to say to my kids.
So you have to like, you have to prep them. And then like the kids that are going to like, you just know, to are going to be know, criers, you know, you have
I'm
to make sure you
yell at you a shit
That's
ton.
That's so adorable.
And I don't
yeah, it's really silly.
I just am trying to teach you. It's like how I talk to my girlfriends.
I mean, we're not.
Just want to make you better.
I just have high expectations of you. That's it. It's really that I think you're better than you
it's
actually
because
are.
I love you.
These things I say, you may want to cry, but don't.
That will just anger me.
Jeez. Field trips are fun.
Yeah, I never cried on field trips.
I had a lot of bad experiences.
It sounds like somebody put onions on you. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, my best friend at the time kept telling me that I could take it out of my sock. Because that particular like person wasn't around anymore, but I was terrified he was gonna follow me around and be like, "Is that onion in your sock?" So I kept it in there.
I would have taken it out, thrown it off the edge, and if they asked you where I was, like, I ate it.
Yeah, I was not a badass kid at all.
No, neither was I. I wouldn't have actually done that. I would have been like, "Can I get this onion?" I would have gone to the nearest adult, been like, "This hurts. Can I get this off?"
No. But that's still smarter than what I did. I just cried.
You just did.
And like kept it in, and like my best friend kept telling me like, "Take it out." Just. Whatever.
No, silence is acquiescence.
What a bad
like, you liked
fucking...
having the onion. What
no,
were you wearing?
I hated it.
Yeah, were you were wearing socks, obviously. You wanted an onion in there.
You were just open invitation to onions, and then you start crying.
When should we teach kids about rape?
Oh my god, when they're like 4 or 5.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
they're
going to
learn
them.
It anyway.
No, you want to protect them from being molested.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I'd rather teach them... And it'd be kind of traumatizing than them learn by, like, the experience.
Yeah, they need to learn to know that, like, when their uncle touches their swimsuit area, they should go get another adult.
Why is it called a swimsuit area? Because
your swimsuit covers it. You never got the molestation talk.
No. I'm a boy.
I never got the molestation talk.
Oh, I went to public school, so we had
well,
to.
They thought
but
it might
I
turn
didn't
you
get any talk, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get
don't
anything.
Don't even talk. Don't acknowledge vaginas.
Oh, no. I got my sex
Did
talk from my parents.
It's like science.
Yeah, we know. We read those books.
We have those books. They're great.
I know. They
They're
are
informative.
Great. A little creepy.
That was a little creepy.
More statistics. Just don't talk about them, then they won't exist.
Yeah.
In that community.
Yeah.
Yeah, little kids should learn about sex early on, as soon as they ask, like, where babies come from, and maybe before if they're slow, because you want to make sure that they're not getting molested. And if they are getting molested, you want them to feel bad about it. So you teach them.
Really? You want them to feel bad when they've been violated?
You want them to know that what the other person is doing is bad.
Sometimes that just doesn't take, does it?
I don't know what you mean by that.
No, I don't know either. Now, if you got choked out, Jess, I'm asking Jess
Oh, me?
This question. Yeah.
Oh, I assumed that was for Sarah.
No.
For
no,
obvious
no, no.
reasons.
Oh, you're getting choked out.
Oh.
You wake up and there's a dick in your butt.
Oh, that's... I would be unhappy.
Without talking at first about the... But you wouldn't feel bad.
About myself? Or, like, about the situation?
About anything.
I would be upset, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would definitely make me upset.
Kids, when people put... So, if any children... are listening to this for whatever reason.
Oh god.
Oh.
One.
No.
Welcome to adulthood. You've learned a lot in the last 25 minutes.
No.
Two. Yeah, so if people put things inside of you without you wanting them to,
including onions
or in your socks without them wanting just say no. Just run away. Unless it's candy. If it's candy, take the candy.
Puppies.
And then run. You can't put puppies inside of someone, you fucking
Oh,
pervert.
God.
Yeah, you can.
Have you tried?
Yeah.
No, but you totally
I'm gonna
could.
I'm going to put a puppy
oh my
in
God,
your butt
Sarah.
If you keep talking, Sarah.
Oh, don't do that to the puppy.
I'll get an ugly puppy that nobody wants.
No, I don't still.
All right, so let's messages for kids. That was mine. Jess, what's your message to
all our
young listeners
No children are listening.
I don't think deal people with that in general concept. Are listening.
So that's so your message from Jess, is that you don't exist, children. I hope that makes you feel
good. I hope you do not exist, and because Sarah, I hope you're not listening to this.
At some point, this is the internet. Kids know how to use it. They'll find it.
No.
We're on iTunes.
Okay. Sarah thinks that's really funny. Why is that?
Why are we on iTunes?
No, why is it really funny?
It just seems like you're plugging something. I'm drunk. It's funny.
But she's not allowed to laugh?
Jesus Tell me Christ. Why. Well, I wanted to laugh too. I just...
Can you tell me why you're laughing? Because that was a very vague thing to do. Like, oh, what's so funny?
I wanted a little extra joy in my life.
She needs a little bit more joy. You gotta mag in on Sarah's joy. The only little bit of joy she gets, you gotta like hop onto it.
I don't want her to do it alone.
Yeah, there was no inside joke or anything. I just thought it was really funny.
So Sarah, your message to the young listeners.
I hope you have a gay president one day.
I hope that happens sooner rather than later, I guess.
What are you talking about?
I don't really know. I got put on the spot. I don't really have a message for the children.
She
to college and don't rape anyone.
Do you want them all to go to college?
Well, you know what? College isn't for everyone. Yeah. So if you want to, go to college. And if not, then you know, like, learn a skill or something.
Okay.
Gunsmithing.
But definitely don't rape.
No, across the board. If someone doesn't want to have sex with you, or like they're asleep and they can't tell you, then just, you know, go sleep on the couch or something. Go somewhere else. Don't put your dick in them.
I'm going to follow that up with
vagina
one.
Or vagina them. Near them, yeah.
I'll
anything.
Follow that up
don't
with,
touch them.
You can do anything if you set your mind to it.
What?
Yeah, you can do anything, kids.
Well,
anything
I don't
you
think
want,
that's true.
As long as you set your mind to it.
That's not
timing.
True.
What do you mean? That's an encouraging bit. She's talking about not raping people. I want to get something good to get. Like,
to me, that just sounded like you could rape people if you want to.
I mean, there's consequences, kids. That's my last message.
It's not logically or physically impossible. That's why we need to tell kids not to do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because it's great.
No. Whoa!
Right, but it...
Whoa! Mine was like a vague affirmation. Yours was like, it's great.
It's great following your dreams.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that part's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The raping isn't.
No. God, don't do that. I don't understand why people think it's okay. It
yeah,
makes no
so
sense.
Have you
why
seen what happened
everything
with that
about rape?
Because look who you're sitting at a table with. So, did you see that thing that happened with that guy from Stanford?
What? Where he only got the 6 months.
Yeah. What's
Did you read the...
The letter? That's how I started the whole
statement
thing.
From the girl?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I read that just, like, randomly one morning and just, like, was like, this was the worst way to start my day. This is horrible. I'm so upset.
That was the first thing I heard about it. So, it, like, painted the whole rest of it. I was like, what is this? Oh, it's a really long thing that I'll read because I have nothing else to do. Oh, God. Man, this girl got raped.
I'm going to keep reading.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, she got raped. Now I'm putting this down. She has nothing important to say now. She's been violated. No, of course I'm going to keep reading, Sarah. Why are you smiling?
I'm not.
That was like a grimace.
Yeah, it was more of a
why
grimace.
Why are you
Captain
Autism?
Thank you, Sarah.
Why are you smile,
Captain Autism? Jesus.
Captain Autism? He's been touched.
You're going to get your vaccines all at once?
Huh?
Okay, what were you asking?
I forgot.
You were just asking if she had heard about the Brock Turner Stanford case.
Oh.
I don't know what
you...
Like, where were you going somewhere with that, or were you just, like, curious?
I was just curious.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't have anything.
What are the kids saying since you're in tune with the pulse of the children?
The kids have nothing to say.
The 10-year-olds, you think they have an opinion?
They should.
And if they have an opinion, you think it matters?
Like, here's the thing.
I'm curious if any of them...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was against what you just were saying.
No, and I changed my... I'm a little slow right now. A little, my thoughts are a little slurred. But yeah, you're right.
That no, she's just Australian.
be a perfect teaching moment.
Yeah, no, that's a really good way to be like, hey...
Hey kids, this happened. Isn't that horrible? And they're like, oh my God, why would someone do that to another person? You're like, I don't know. Let's just hope you never do that. And they won't.
It's because they love nature and pine trees.
It's not like Evil Dead. That woman got raped by a tree.
Oh. She got some wood.
But it was similar.
All right, I think we should wrap this one up because we're all getting really confused.
I am very confused. That is correct.
So to sum it up, yeah? That was good. Good talk.
Mm-hmm. Learned a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining, Jess.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We'll see you in 2 weeks to record probably a little bit more of a coherent one.
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit more planned out.
You mean that wasn't a plan?
No, we won't.
No plans.
All right. Well, good night.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah. Celebrate your freedom.
Or
else. By not... doing bad things.
Raping.
And teach your children to not do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids.
If you don't have kids.
If you have kids, don't
teach
stop
other children.
Yeah. You should teach them all.
Yeah.
Stop them in the streets.
If you have kids, you probably should not waste your time listening to this. You're too busy.
Yeah, why
you've
are you
got shit
to
do?
Yeah. Stop playing video games. Stop listening to podcasts.
Listen to your children.
Listen to your... They know, ask them about racism. They'll tell you the truth.
What?